This is To Your Health on News Talk WHCU. I'm Carl Neff, and my guest this week is Maggie George, who is a pathologist assistant at the pathology department at the Cayuga Medical Center. Thank you, Maggie, for joining me today.
Thanks, Carl.
Now, for someone like me, Maggie, who is unsure, what is pathology for someone who doesn't know?
So pathology quite literally means the study of disease. So that is at Cayuga Medical Center, the pathology department consists of two different departments, and that would be histology and cytology. Histology is the study of tissue, while cytology is the study of cells. So histology, we deal with tissue samples, and those samples are coming from the operating room, the colonoscopy suite, and those specimens that might be collected in a doctor's office, like if you go in for a skin biopsy. And basically what we're doing in histology is turning those tissues into slides for the pathologist to diagnose. And they're diagnosing, mainly they're looking for cancer, but they're also looking for inflammation, infection. And so that's what histology is all about. What I didn't talk about was cytology, and so that's the study of cells. Cytology is mainly dealing with pap smears, fluids, and FNAs, which are fine needle aspirations. So that's, say you have like a lesion in your lung, they can actually biopsy that with a very small needle under imaging. So we interpret those.
Now, you work in the pathology lab, like you're saying. It's mm-hmm. different than the clinical lab at Cayuga Med. How are they different? How are these two labs different?
So the clinical lab's mainly dealing with blood samples while we're dealing with tissue. So my role in pathology is, as a pathologist assistant, I'm mainly examining the tissues and preparing a report about what the tissue looks like macroscopically. And macroscopically means what's visible to the naked eye. So I'm preparing a report that describes the tissue and then taking appropriate sections for the pathologist to diagnose. A good example of this would be an appendix. We get a lot of appendix. It's a common specimen. So people have appendicitis, and they need that appendix removed. And what we're trying to prove is, yeah, that patient had appendicitis, and that's what was wrong with the patient. It wasn't something else that we missed. So that's a good example. It kind of helps people understand what we're doing.
Now, Maggie, COVID-19 has changed much of the way that the clinical labs work. How has it affected the pathology lab?
As far as COVID, you know, in the beginning, the hospital stopped doing elective surgeries. And so we saw the main changes were in the beginning with staffing. We furloughed most of our staff, and our volumes really dropped. But as far as operations, not much has changed. Obviously, we're all wearing masks, so we're not seeing each other's faces anymore. but otherwise, our volumes are getting back up as people are getting vaccinated and things are going back to normal. Another thing that we also do is we participate in autopsies, so that can be exciting.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, thank you so much. Again, I'm joined by Maggie George, a pathologist assistant in the pathology department lab at Cayuga Medical Center for To Your Health this week. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.